Good morning, everybody. How's everyone doing? All right. I got to get my energy level up. Sorry, I'm still on vacation. All right, I got to get woke up myself, okay? All right. So good to have everybody here this morning. To be joining us today at Faith, wherever you happen to be from, or if you're online with us, thank you for being online with us today. My name is Pastor Jason. If you missed, if you were here last week, I was not here. I was off in West Virginia for a week, and I'm glad to be back. So awesome to be back here in Vermont, and I appreciate yesterday, and hoping we'll get more of yesterday's weather again this week, which I think we will. So looking forward to that, and I'm so glad to be back with all of you. Thank you so much for making us a part of your Sunday morning. It's such a special time to be able to come together each and every single week, and I love doing it every opportunity I have. So thank you for being here. If you are new here, we want to make sure that you get a welcome gift. So make sure you see Miss Dawn in the back. She's got a very special helper this morning that's going to make sure you get a free gift. And then if you are online, we have a gift for you as well. So make sure that you let us know that you're new there too. All right, we got a free ebook for you that we want to give away. And please let us know so we can gift you that today, okay? If you have kids, we'd love for them to be involved in the Faith Kids process downstairs. They have an awesome team that are going to be connecting with them. They separate into some groups and have a great time together, having Jesus-centered content on their level. So that's an awesome opportunity for your family. If you're online with your kids, you also can have that content there. Just go to our Facebook page and you'll see the link that'll take you right to that content. You can send it to your kids' tablets, devices, whatever they have, or you can sit and watch it with them. All right, so we encourage you to do that so you can keep up with what we're doing here on a Sunday morning and just jump back in whenever you're in our area, all right? A few other things that I want to highlight. I actually don't have my list in front of me because I was rushing this morning, a little bit behind, so I'm going to wing it, all right? Today, this week is Holy Week, okay? So we got a lot of stuff going on. Wednesday is Passover. And so if you'd love to join us for a Passover meal, a traditional Passover meal, we're going to be doing that right here in this space. We're going to reconfigure this whole thing, have a really long table or multiple tables, and we're going to sit down and we're going to take Passover together. And then on, that's Wednesday night at 6, okay? And then Friday night, Good Friday at 6 again, we've got our faith worship night that's scheduled. So it's going to be an awesome time. The team has been working so diligently on getting these songs ready for you. It's going to be such a good night focused on forgiveness and repentance and just really settling in to just the presence of God on a Friday night, especially for Good Friday. What an opportunity to come and worship together. So I highly encourage you for Friday night at 6 p.m. for that as well. And then Saturday morning at 11 a.m. right here in this same space, we're going to have our community Easter egg hunt, right? So we got over 2,000 eggs. So I want to say thank you, first of all, church. Over 2,000 eggs and candy that fills those eggs. You guys donated to make this happen. So thank you so much. Round of applause for you guys for over 2,000 eggs. That's phenomenal, all right? That's a lot of eggs. And another round of applause for those who helped stuff them on Wednesday night. You guys did awesome. I mean, there was not a competition between the men and the women stuffing eggs. I was trying to say there wasn't because the women did way more, and we know that. But all right, so you want to go ahead and toot it. That's fine. The men's group was way faster. That's right. Y'all might have did more, but we were more efficient. All right? Okay. So it was so good to be able to do that on Wednesday nights as well in our groups. But I can't wait for Saturday, 11 o'clock. As we come in, there's going to be tables set up for activities for the kids. They can make their own Easter egg bags. And then while that's happening, the Easter eggs are going to be distributed outside and then released in ages so they can go out and hunt those eggs and have an awesome time just doing all the fun Easter egg stuff there too. Now, I want to encourage you, if you're part of our community, in our community specifically, you come to our egg hunt at 11. And then the Legion, right up the road here on 7, is doing another one at 12. So you can hit both. It's going to be timed out just right. So you stay here from 11 to 11:30-ish, then you can run up to the Legion and you can hang out and have another egg hunt there and just keep bouncing, doing egg hunt bouncing all over the community if you want to. And get the kids plenty of good candy and fun things in their baskets this year, okay? So we highly encourage that. All right, so let me remind you, we got Passover Wednesday night at 6. We got Good Friday worship night on Friday night at 6. And then we have the Easter egg hunt on Saturday at 11. And then next week, right here, we kick off a new series, Breaking Bread with Jesus, as we get into our Easter Sunday and then also continuing past Easter Sunday. So what a great time to invite somebody. It's the start of a new thing, and it's Easter Sunday, okay? So I encourage you to bring somebody with you to church next week as we celebrate Resurrection Day and we launch into Breaking Bread with Jesus and how we connect with Christ through the breaking of bread. It's going to be really practical. We're actually going to have some bread from real bread, baked bread, here at church, all right? So if you love bread like I do, then this is a great opportunity. If you nothing else you get out of it, you'll get a little bit of bread to taste each and every week. It's going to be different every single week, all right? So I highly encourage you to jump in on that as we start that new thing next Sunday, Resurrection Day, as we celebrate together, all right? Okay, I think that is all I have. Oh, no, I don't. I have the last thing, which is giving. We should really talk about that, right? So if you are here today, whether you're online or in person, and first you're in need, we always want to start there. You have something going on in your life, whether it be emotional, whether it be a physical need, whether it be whatever is going on in your life, financial need, please let us know if we can help you in any way. We'd love to be able to attempt to do something for you. So if you can look at our Facebook page and our website particularly, faithchurchvt.com, you'll scroll all the way down to the bottom. You'll see all our info. Just reach out to us in whatever way makes sense for you, and we will do our best to reconnect with you and help you where you are, okay? So if whatever it is you got going on, if you just want somebody to listen to you, we could do that. If you need some financial help, we could talk about that. Whatever it is, just reach out to us. We want to help you, okay? For givers, though, this morning, if you would love to be able to help contribute to that mission, because how we give out to others is through your generosity, right? This money doesn't magically appear out of thin air. It comes out of all of our generosity. And so I want to encourage you to continue to give as you have so faithfully given. The things like the Easter egg donations and your weekly giving financially is just what helps drive this mission forward. We can't do it without you. We were meeting yesterday. And there's one more announcement I have to make as I'm thinking about that. We're meeting yesterday up at Ladbroke Inn with the owners of Ladbroke, and really talking about the deep felt need that's in this community for reaching people who are homeless, who have dependency issues, who are riddled with either addiction or anxiety or depression or a whole bunch of major, major needs in this community. And how we meet those needs is by coming together. Right? There's no single couple or single person or single family, no individual in this church can meet the needs of that place. But what can meet the needs of that place is a body of Christ moved by the Spirit of God, empowered by the very presence of heaven, working together to engage with those people to see heaven move to earth in their lives. And that takes the generosity of time, the generosity of our talent, generosity of our treasure to meet that need in our community. And so we're going to talk about that. Matter of fact, if you want to specifically address those specific needs and say, how do I fit into that situation? How can I be a part of the solution to those problems? Be here tonight at 6 as we get together again, a follow-up discussion for a homeless and dependency in our area, okay? We're going to meet in the cafe. I also have a couple of videos we're going to show in here, so we'll kind of bounce around. We're just going to talk about, okay, what can we start doing to be able to meet those needs? And we got some great ideas yesterday from some folks as well, so we'll start sharing that amongst the group and how that can happen. But on a week-to-week basis, how that happens is by your generosity giving here, so we can continually be a blessing to those in our community, just like that, right? So thank you so much for all that you do, for all that you give, for all that you are here at Faith Church. It takes all of us to make this happen, and it's such a privilege and an honor to serve with you as we do this week after week, okay? All right. Now, that's enough about me and about all of the stuff we got going on, because we have a really cool thing we're going to do today, and that's going to have Mr. Walt Burns. He's going to give us the message this morning. Everybody enjoyed Mr. Walt last week, right? Yeah, different perspective, which is awesome. Different voice. I mean, I love having conversations with him because he speaks in a language I don't. Matter of fact, there's a phrase that he's used a couple of times that I love that I can't use because I'm not from here, but he uses it. And what do you say when you're translating something into people in Vermont might understand? What do you call that? Vermont woodchuck, right? Yeah, right? So he's going to give you some Bible into Vermont woodchuck this morning, which is awesome, because I can't do that, but he can. And so I can't wait to hear what God's got for us this morning and to sit and listen in as Walt gives a message this morning. So why don't you go ahead and come on up, and he's going to get us started, and then we'll hit a break, unless you're going to hit a break before we really get started. I don't know. It's all up to you. This is your show from here. Because you know somebody uses their Bible when they duct tape it. That is awesome. Thank you so much, Walt. I appreciate it, brother.
No problem.
Can't wait to hear from you this morning.
Gorilla tape.
All right.
Oh, well, I don't have a question for you today like last week. I got another story for you. And I think this story goes good with the message today. Tell you about my sister Patty. She's the first one of our family to ever get saved. And Patty had a lot of health problems. And she was kind of a shut-in. It was hard for her to get out. But that didn't stop her from serving God. The area she lived in Central New York had a big Mormon population and Jehovah's Witness, and they would come to her house. Now, when they come to my house, I just pretty much don't answer the door. Not Patty. Come on in. Sit down here at the table. Can I get you a cup of coffee? Can I get you iced tea? Can I get you, make you a sandwich? They'd think, oh, we got one on the hook here, and then she'd come around the corner with her Bible in her hand. And she'd say, all right, let's talk. She used to say, I don't know if I converted any of them, but I sure did get my address scratched off the list. But Patty had cancer most of her adult life. And she's a huge Red Sox fan. She used to call me and talk about the Red Sox all the time. So she calls one day during the week. And it's yeah, we just had a pretty good winning streak. All right, hello. Hey, what are you doing? Oh, nothing. What are you doing? I just thought I'd let you know I got an inoperable brain tumor. I was like, do what? She said, are you deaf? I've got an inoperable brain tumor. Well, Patty, this is horrible. Let me talk to your wife. So Sharon gets on the phone. Sharon can tell I'm upset. I see the color drain out of Sharon's face and everything, so I know that now she knows. And she says, Patty, this is horrible. And then I heard, and then Sharon started laughing hysterically. Because Patty's response to an inoperable brain tumor was, y'all dumb. God's got me. I know where I'm going. I've been, the pastor and the elders have laid hands on me and anointed me with oil. Get your church to pray. And no matter what God's got planned for me, it is what it is. I know where I'm going. I got another MRI in 2 weeks. 2 weeks later, no brain tumor. Exactly. And that's just the power of prayer. And the message I have for you today is when God came to the rescue for the children of Israel. When he split the Red Sea. So we're going to go on and go have a break, because I didn't have a question for you. But we'll take a break, and then we'll get into it starting in chapter 14, verse 10. All right? I worked on this message all week and realized this morning when I got up and turned the news on that it's Palm Sunday, and I was like, boy, I really blew that one. But we'll start here. When we last left Moses, God had just called him to go liberate the children of Israel. And God, in order to get Pharaoh to let him go, God had sent plagues on them. Changed the water to blood. The plague of frogs, lice, flies. Killed the livestock, pestilence, hail, locusts. Darkness and the killing of the firstborn. And you know, every time that one of those plagues came, Pharaoh said, all right, I'll let you go. Just get out of here. Just get rid of whatever it was, whether it's locusts or frogs or flies. As soon as they were gone, he'd be like, nah, no, get back here. You're staying here. Because God hardened his heart. But when all these plagues were going on, none of them affected Israel. None of them. And, you know, it's just, as soon as they leave, Pharaoh takes off after him. You think somebody would have told him, hey, don't you remember the plagues? You know, you think somebody would have made the connection that maybe I'll just let these people go? But anyhow, we'll pick it up, verse 10. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Then they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, you have taken us away to die in the wilderness. Why have you so dealt with us to bring us out of Egypt? Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness. No, they didn't. They're changing the story now. And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry out to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. Lift up your rod, stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. So as Pastor alluded to, verse 13 can be translated into woodchuck as, shut up and let God do his thing. They're so scared of Pharaoh and his army that they forget, just like Pharaoh did, they forget all the plagues that God did to Pharaoh to get him free. They forget that they're serving a God who loves them and protects them and is able to do anything. You see, God's going to get between you and your enemy. He's not going to let you fail. If you're a saved, born-again child of God, you've got His Holy Spirit indwelling you. You've heard me say this many times. You have no need to panic. Just like my sister with the inoperable brain tumor. Y'all dumb. That's what she told Sharon. They didn't panic. Whatever happens, happens. But you know who wants you to panic? The enemy wants you to panic. Satan wants you to panic. He chooses panic and chaos. He uses it against you. He's done it many, many, many times. He's tried to do it to me. But it didn't work this time. Children of Israel went through the Red Sea on dry ground. Now, I'm sure that there was a lot of them in there that was going, oh, we're going to die, we're going to die, we're going to die. But if there's any rednecks in the Israelis, there's a few going through there going, oh, catfish. You know? I'd like to think I'd been one of them. You know? I can't catch them on a hook for nothing, but if I could reach out there and grab one, oh yeah. That's where faith comes in. That's where our service to God, that's where our obedience comes from. When we can walk through the depths and think about grabbing a catfish instead of walking through the depths thinking we're going to drown. I've been through the depths. This a little hard for me. I was getting ready to go to Iraq. And I had my own denomination going on at that time. See, I was raised a Catholic. I was saved in a Baptist church, and I was attending a Lutheran church, so I was a catticeran. You see, I wasn't living for God. I was going to church. I was going up there and I was feeling good about it. And then as soon as I was leaving them church doors, I was going and doing my thing. I was driving over the road. I was in the reserves. I had a filthy mouth. I had a bad habit. I was a drunkard. But every Sunday, I stand there at the door. How you doing? Nice to see you. Come on in. Ain't everybody fooled but me and God. Because he kept telling me, you know better. You know better. You got saved. I got saved at Gethsemane Baptist Church. I knew better. But I was just living for me, trying to make myself feel better about it. But I was getting ready to go to Iraq, and Sharon's cousin Vicky, come to the house, and she said to Sharon, she said, Granny Crockett, give me this prayer cloth. It's a prayer cloth of protection that's been in the family for generations. She said, give it to Walt so he'll have it when he goes overseas. Even though I wasn't living for God, I knew God's power. I'd seen God's power. I'd seen God's power work in my life. I had seen God save me from situations where I should have been dead. And I carried that prayer cloth in my billfold. 14 months in Iraq in situations that the only way I got out of them was through the power of God and the power of that prayer cloth. I never was afraid. I walked around like I was Bull of the Woods. And people used to say to me, what is wrong with you, Burns? Are you stupid? Nope. I got a prayer cloth in my billfold. And they'd be like, okay, that's good. That's all well and fine. But, you know, we happen to be under attack right now. Can you get in the bunker, please? Nope. I ain't going nowhere. Because I know that my God protects me. Even though I wasn't living for him, he had a plan for me. He's got a plan for me now, and it might be to give this message. I might take a step off these steps and drop dead, and if I do, praise God for it. But God protects you and holds you in the palm of his hand because he loved you. He sent his son to die for you. Now, I know some of you are going, yeah, Walt, we know. We've heard this, all this before and stuff. But I'm trying to give you examples to where you can go through the depths and gather the catfish instead of going through the depths scared to death. Because you see, the power of God gets real when people start shooting at you. It gets real. And the only way that I was able to walk around like I was Bull of the Woods was because of the power of God. As a child of God, we have no reason to panic. The children of Israel said here in verse 12, is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? I don't know. I've read Exodus, and I didn't see any words in there where they said, just leave us alone, leave us here. But they're panicked. Well, you don't have to. You're a saved, born-again Christian. You're a child of God. The devil has no control over you. Like the song we played at break, I got something, make the devil gonna run. Listen to the lyric version of that song and think about it. I got something, make the devil gonna run. He can't mess with me. You are the Bull of the Woods when it comes to the devil. Now he gonna try to, but the only way he can do it is if you let him. God is everywhere fighting your battles every day, every minute. Like I said last week, I wouldn't be able to stand up here if it wasn't for him. God is greater than anything that is against you. It says in Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, He is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. And like I said last week, there's not a lie in this book at all. You can trust on the promises of God. You may want to do your own thing, but that's where we all get ourselves in trouble. That's where I used to get myself in trouble when I tried to do my own thing, when I was practicing the Cactusrin denomination. Another promise is, God loves us with a love that we can't understand. Next Sunday's Easter. I love each and every one of you. I try to love everybody. There's a lot of people that I want to love that I don't like. And it's hard to do. And I wish that I could stand here and tell you that I love you enough to send my son to die for you, but I can't. Could you? Can we grasp that type of love to send your own son to die for these people? It's a love that we can't comprehend. We can't comprehend. Excuse me. Probably the most famous verse in the whole Bible is John 3:16. Everybody knows that one. But they leave out 3:17. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might through Him, that the world through Him might be saved. Is Jesus in your heart today? Have you accepted the sacrifice? You know, I tell you about the things that I used to do, not to say, for you to say, well, it's all right, Fat Daddy Burns did it, so I'll be okay. No. I tell you about the things that I used to do to warn you about the snares of the evil one. I wished with all my heart that I had not waited to give my life to Christ, because my life now is so much better than it was back then. I have a peace. I have a different outlook. There's still a lot of people in this world think I'm something, a dirty word, so we won't go there. But you know what? I love them. I love them just the same. I can celebrate the salvation of my enemies. I want to bless my enemies. Phil Robertson said at the time, before Duck Dynasty, when he was commercial fishing the river, that people were stealing fish out of his fish traps. And he was getting mad about it. And he read one day in the Bible where it says, bless your enemies. And he said, I thought to myself, there's no way that's going to work. He said, but you know what? I give it a try. So he hid behind some bushes there one day where he had a trap set out. These guys come up, start pulling his trap up. Around the corner he comes. Shotgun in one hand, motor in the other. And he says, y'all want some fish? You want to have a fish fry? There you go. He started pulling a trap up, dumping it into their boat. Here. This is how I make my living, but you don't have to steal from me. I'll give it to you. Bible says for me to bless you guys. It says bless my enemies. I live right up the road there. Why don't we go up there? We'll clean these fish and I'll tell you about Jesus. And that's what I'd like for all of us to be able to do. Let's go clean some fish and talk about Jesus. Thank you. I love you. Father in heaven, thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your promises. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for this body of believers who will put up with the likes of me. Thank you, Father, for our salvation through Jesus Christ. Thank you for loving us to send Jesus to die for us. Father, saying thank you just doesn't seem to be enough. Seems like there could be so much more that we could do. And Father, I'm going to try to do it. I'm going to try to trust you. I'm going to try to go forward. I'm going to try to serve you with everything in me. I love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.